Hi, good morning. This is Dina with Family First here.
Yes, hi, this is Valencia Williams. I'm trying to find out the status as far as me, Valencia Williams, and this Rita Schaefer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, hold on. Let me pull up the case. You spoke with the service coordinator last week, right?
Did you? We all talked. Remember, we both talked to him on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I remember that. So we should have gotten authorization already, or we should be getting it today. The only issue is that the insurance is closed today because of
the holiday. Yes, I understand. Yes, I was surprised you guys even answered.
We're still here. So we left them a message, but we can't do any follow-ups today. But tomorrow we can follow up with them to see.
Okay, well, that sounds like one of them. Okay, but that may be good, you know, but I might can't talk for so much tomorrow because he has a doctor's appointment, and I have to catch him out.
Okay, it's fine. I don't think we need you on the phone because you already confirmed, so we'll just call the insurance directly.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so, you know, my question is, how will we be doing it? Like, do we do a clock in, clock out, or call a number and push in one or two? Like, how does that work?
So the way it works is that we have the caregivers download an app on their phone called the HHA Exchange app.
Right. Uh-huh. We have that.
We have that app. Yeah. So you'll just click clock in and click clock out at the beginning of end of your shift, and they'll make sure you're at the patient's address to verify.
Okay. So say for instance, say if you, because we've been experiencing some things with this other company. Say if like you forget to clock in. You know, do you guys call and remind us, like you didn't do a clock in? Do it work like that? Because sometimes we forget because we might be working or be at the market, like because we know the range. You know, the range is like we might be at the market for our client. So how do all that work? Do we get a time sheet or how do that go?
Yeah, so in an instance like that, as long as it doesn't happen too often, like every day, we'll give you guys a call the next day after we see the missed clock in, and we'll tell you to fill out a time sheet.
Okay, I got you with that. So I guess we'll do a lot more talking tomorrow if we can, okay?
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to set everything up. We give the clock in and out information as soon as we get the authorization. That's when we give all that out.
Okay, because sometimes you're talking to people that's just a little illiterate to the phone. So how we got the HH before, you know, it's from the other company. So, we may have a problem with that. So you get it. Me and Ms. Rita both having problems with our phone. We got new phones, and she got an iPhone. Yeah. But we'll discuss all of it tomorrow because there's a lot of other questions I would like to ask, okay?
Okay, no problem. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You as well. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.